The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to this bonus episode of the AI Today podcast with Courtney Winship, Division Chief of the Digital Services Division at the Office of Citizenship and Applicant Information Services under the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, otherwise called USCIS for short. So we interviewed Courtney recently for the AI Today podcast, and these are some bonus questions that we'll be asking her today to get her perspective on a few additional topics. So thanks for coming back, Courtney.
Absolutely. Wonderful to be here.
Improving customer experience with federal services is a key aspect of the president's management agenda. How do you see AI fitting into this?
So AI, in terms of customer experience and the president's management agenda, I think fits in several ways. Primarily in terms of helping us to create single sources of truth and better information internally, both through our intake process as well as then our adjudication process. So by allowing AI to do some of that automated processing and review and cleaning of data, we are now able to rely on single systems for information, which is then considered accurate and trusted. And then we're able to provide that to the customer. And that's what we hear so often is that really they need and are just always looking for ways in which they're getting trusted information that they feel is validated, accurate, and timely. And whatever we can do to provide that, we are seeking to do.
Well, great. Well, I know that, you know, people may be thinking about, especially our listeners, which are across the board. I mean, our listeners are across the world. I mean, they're in every country. We have listeners from Australia and Europe and Asia and Africa and North America, of course, and South America and all over the place. Maybe even Antarctica. Who knows? Shout out to our two listeners in Antarctica.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're also in all sorts of different industries. You know, they're in insurance and banking and finance, but as well as public sector and maybe even individuals. And they may not be as familiar with how the government goes about putting things like chatbots actually into practice. So, and maybe some of the challenges. So maybe you could share with us some of the technical, maybe some of the procurement, some of the practical challenges in implementing chatbots like the sort that you put into place in the federal government. Is it really straightforward? Is it, you know, really complicated? So it would be good to get a little bit of insight there.
Absolutely. So it's a little more complicated than one would ever want it to be. But our experience was definitely in terms of keeping initially Emma small and a pilot program so that we could learn from and grow. And I think that gives you a little bit more flexibility in terms of your technical and procurement approaches. But with the success of any program, you know, you have a growth in size and those flexibilities tend to go away in a federal environment. So I think what the challenges that then create is takes a little bit longer. You're limited sometimes in the types of contract vehicles that you may have available to you for the procurement. But I also think more importantly, what some of the challenges that we face is that a lot of work is done in sometimes siloed. So understanding what the other integration factors or other systems that you're looking to integrate with, understanding that as soon as possible and planning for that, I think has been one of the practical challenges that we didn't necessarily plan for early enough, and also content management. So even though we're talking AI and there's a lot of learning, automated learning going on, there's still a lot of responses that require a human touch at some point. And that content management can be unwieldy at times, especially when you have other systems like our websites and our other services that our contact center, all of the content management for each of these things is separated at the moment. So finding ways in which we can have solutions that allow us to manage content across the various platforms we have, and ideally having those platforms integrated in terms of the presentation to the public as well, is what we are hoping to do in future, but has presented challenges for us over the last several years.
You know, that's really good feedback, because I think that sometimes people can get really excited about a project and build it in a bubble. And if they're not thinking about integration and various other aspects, you know, users and how things are going to integrate and actually be used in the real world, you can run into some trouble. So that's good feedback. I think that that's, you know, a challenge for government and private industry as well, trying to get things to integrate. So now on a personal note, what's one application of AI that you're most excited to see in the coming years?
Well, this is probably going to be real geeky because I'm still staying very much in my USCIS lane. But I think what I am excited about is seeing how the agency and government really uses AI to help us model operational impacts. So how do we figure out, how can we predict what some of the impacts to filing rates might be, or decision processes look like, or interview schedules, and how can we make ourselves more efficient and more accurate in our processes and in our decisions? And that, I think, is going to make a world of difference in terms of how we are seen publicly and what people's expectations are of us, and truly allow us to really put a foot forward in a way that I know is what we all intend to do and be seen as being highly competent and able to do the work that we are so passionate about.
Well, good. Well, as we say, I think everybody really wants government to be effective and efficient. Very few people want the opposite of that. Hopefully, of course, in their own personal benefit. You know, that's what people are always hoping, that government serves them and serves everybody else well. So we're hopeful that that's the role of technology, is to improve efficiency and productivity and customer satisfaction and all that. So AI is just the latest in this wave. So we really, really are hopeful of that. So thank you, Courtney, so much for joining us here on this bonus episode. So for those of you who are listening, thank you guys for so much for signing up and subscribing and being part of this. And we encourage you, listeners, definitely to comment, you know, let us know, give us your feedback on what you're hearing here. Do you want us to be asking other sorts of questions to our listeners? Do you have some people that you think we should be talking to? Let us know, provide feedback to us. So Courtney, thank you so much for providing your feedback, and our listeners are eager to dive deeper and hear more about all these insights.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us today. And listeners, as always, we encourage you to rate us, please, on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. And as always, we'll be posting any articles or concepts discussed in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you at the next podcast. And that's a wrap for today. To download this episode, find additional episodes and transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter, and more, please visit our website at cognolitica.com. Join the discussion in between podcasts on the AI Today Facebook group, and make sure to join the Cognolitica Facebook page for updates on this and future podcasts. Also, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, Google Play, and elsewhere to get notified of future episodes.
Want to support this podcast and get your message out to our listeners? Then become a sponsor. We offer significant benefits for AI Today sponsors, including promotion in the podcast and landing page, and opportunities to be a guest on the AI Today show. For more information on sponsorship, visit the Cognolitica website and click on the podcast link.
This sound recording and its contents is copyright by Cognolitica. All rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.